American Samoa, by virtue of its relationship with the United States, being the southernmost border of the South Pacific, of the United States, makes American Samoa uniquely the birthplace of jazz in the Pacific.
Okay, very cool. And how long was Mavis Rivers here for?
Well, after World War II,
they went back.
My understanding
after, yeah.
was that
because you said she, you know, Frank Sinatra knew who she was and stuff
right,
like that.
That's
so
right.
She kind of did her thing down here, and then after the war, went back there and
well,
made
then
a life
after
for
the
herself.
War, because remember the Rivers family, the Amu family, are from Upolu. So my understanding, and this is a conversation I had with Congresswoman Amata Aumua, she was saying that during that time, after the war finished, the Rivers family wanted to move to the United States, but obviously being Samoan citizens, it wasn't that easy. So they moved to New Zealand, and it was in New Zealand that she became New Zealand's first recording artist. And she later went on to the United States and recorded there, and recorded under Frank Sinatra's label.
Okay, so she went to New Zealand before she got
she
up.
She went to
and
New Zealand before she went. And
because of a citizenship thing.
Because of her citizenship. And so so what we're doing this year is we're bringing her memory back to her beloved islands, to Samoa, and here in American Samoa, where really she has a pride of place here, and her family, because of the military presence here. And her son, Lauli Matt Catton,